JoeBucksFan.com presents Fozzy, the sports junkie.
You're into that.
Insight and insanity.
You silly man, hope I never get back in there. I will kick your
all from the mind of Ozzy the sports junkie.
Let's get this party started. How you feeling?
What is up, people? Ozzy the sports junkie on the Joe Buck Fan Podcast. What do you heard? Coming to the close, but just a brutal week. Brutally busy. Give me a coldie. Damn it, I need a coldie. Pour yourself one, too. Sit back, relax. It's been a very stressful week. I got great news. Pete, I need a double shot over here. A double shot, because I pulled double duty. Did a little CBS Sports Radio action for the Rays home game against Houston. What a scene up there at the Trop, man. What an absolute madhouse. Don't tell me Tampa Bay's not a baseball town. And how cool is it that now all of a sudden the talks are back on in Tampa? I told you that stadium deal wasn't dead. That was bullshit. They're keeping it under wraps. They don't want any pressure, any kind of outside pressure from media saying, what'd you get done today? What'd you talk about today? What are you going to give up today? How deep are they going to go? How deep are you going to go? You know, negotiations get done when no one's bothering you. So I knew that stadium deal wasn't done from the day one that they said Sternberg just backed away from the table. I cried bullshit. Now, he might have gone out there. Sure, he threw out that Montreal plan, and I'll get to Bucks football, so just don't get your panties in a wad, people. But we're Tampa Bay fans, so just hold on to your hats. You got to acknowledge the fact when one of our own make the playoffs, and the Rays, what a season they had with Kevin Cash. But back to Sternberg and that stadium deal. He looked around and saw, look, there's no more freebies. There's no more freebie deals as far as a free stadium. That Montreal thing was one big hoax, one big jerk of the chain of the Tampa and, well, whoever else might have been interested, and apparently no one else was. Nothing's a done deal yet, but at least they're talking about it. And what a run Kevin Cash had. You talk about somebody, I had him so far gone as far as getting fired last year. The over-under was June. I said does not make it until June. If you recall last year, the Rays were getting rid of anyone who made any money at all. The Bat Boy made, I think he was making $11 an hour. They got rid of him. He had to go. Speaking of which, get him a coldie. How about a coldie for the Bat Boy? A cold beer for Kevin Cash and crew. Tyler Glasnow last night, 10 pitches, 4 runs. You knew it was over and it was over quick, but hey, man. To hold your own against a team like Houston, and those 2 wins at home were just magical. And I'm telling you, that short series and those 2 big wins at home, and to get back into that thing, if they're down to another, they look bleak, it's going to go a long way in preserving the Rays. The Rays are going nowhere. They're going to get that stadium done. Mark my words, as they say in Boston. They also say in Boston, give me another coldie over here. Ah! Did I call for a coldie? Speaking of coldies, our Buccaneers, this is the Joe Buck Fan Podcast. Our Buccaneers went a little cold in the dome last Sunday. The defensive problems reared their ugly head. I thought it was a pretty competitive ball game. The Bucs actually led at one point in the first quarter. Peyton Barber takes it to the house, keeping it tight. Second half, all Saints, all Teddy Bridgewater. Didn't get a third down conversion until 9 minutes into the third quarter. That's not going to beat anybody. And, well, then Arians kind of unloaded post-game, calling out guys, saying they're soft, saying, O.J. made some references about O.J. Howard. He'll get more balls if he learns to block a little better. He learned to catch just fine. I was hoping that catch he made in the right field corner of the Rays game, I think it was Wednesday night or Tuesday night. It's one big blur, people. One big blur. And I got a great update for you coming up here. Have another Coldie. As we get ready for, well, Bucks-Panthers across the pond. We'll get to that shortly, but I got big breaking news. You know, Ira Kaufman is on the world tour of the Buffalo Wild Wings throughout the Tampa Bay greater area. He'll be up at the South Tampa Dale Mabry location. I guess it would be the South Dale Mabry location. Not exactly Rand McNally, but I know where I will be. I will be at the University Parkway location right here in sunny Sarasota. 9:30 kickoff. I'll get there early. They're opening early, which is convenient, and the beers will flow. The pregame will rock and rage on. So come on, join me, Ozzy the Sports Junkie. Say hello. You love me, you hate me, I don't care. Come on out, say hello. Who knows what you might get? Who knows where the cold wind blows? And who knows what kind of a ball game our Buccaneers... Boy, they need a win going into this bye week. There's a great article. Lee from Joe Bucks Fan hit it smack dab on the head, and I couldn't agree with him more. This game in London... Get back to the Saints game. I didn't get a chance to get a post game in, but do we really need to dig that corpse up? They looked good for a while. They blew the game. Same old song and dance. We'll look at it, though, because I'm into the, and you're into the numbers. You're into what happened. Alex Kappa, the right, whole right side of the line's up. Jesus, my God. Make it another one. I need three more beers over here. Jesus, God. DeMar Dotson, I think he's ruled dead for the game. 87-year-old DeMar Dotson. How about Kappa? What? Stone brass balls to play with that broken arm. But back to the point at hand. This is a critical game for our Buccaneers in London. Because if they go into the bye on a stinker Sunday morning, well, it'll be noon by the time the final whistle blows at Tottenham. Apparently, now they're building stadiums for football over there. I'll get into that. I'm not crazy about the whole NFL Europe thing. I mean, what kind of world domination is the NFL set on? You don't make enough goddamn money in the U.S.? You're going to screw... And who the hell's going to want to play for that? But let me try to stay on some form of a topic here. If the Buccaneers lose on Sunday, any goodwill that Bruce Arians had with that hot start, they blew the game first game. They were looking good and improvements were made. The defense was looking good through the first 2 weeks. They're racking up points at an inordinate rate. Jameis, an okay game, a decent game. My only complaint, he can just work on his footwork and just move a little bit out of the pocket. I mean, it's about as mobile as a Statue of Liberty, but let's not get picky. He was not the problem Sunday. He's not been the problem this year. So back off the Winston cultists, the Kool-Aid drinking People's Temple of Winston. I'm a fan until he proves otherwise. So just call off your dogs. Call off your dogs. If the Bucs lose on Sunday, it's the same old, same old. Sure, us hardcore Buccaneer fans are going to nitpick and see what we like and see what we don't like. And where do we improve here and where do we improve there? But your common run-of-the-mill Buccaneer fan, the water cooler Monday morning, how about those Bucs fans? Are right back where we started last year, the year before that. Because it's the same old song and dance. They need to go into this break 3-3. And I'm not saying the season's over if they lose Sunday. I called for a competitive 6-10. Well, they're pretty much on pace for that. Sunday wasn't exactly competitive. What are you going to do? The Saints are a bitch at home. If you've ever been in that stadium, and the Bucs have won some games there. They've won some big games in the Superdome. But when you're trailing in that stadium, good night. That, whatever that place is, 65,000, you'd swear to God there's 165,000. It's so bizarrely huge and loud. It's really a freak show. And I promise you, I am going to that. How I didn't make it this year, well, it's a different tail, a horse of a different color. Next year, I got two roadies already planned, already in the books, sort of. The New Orleans is a no-brainer. Because you get the best of all worlds when you go to Sin City, the Mecca, the hub. I call it the real Sin City. And then, of course, the Bucs will play in the quote-unquote real Sin City, Vegas, next year. But we'll jump off that plane when we get there. So we'll look back at the Bucs game on Sunday quickly. I mean, it's already the end of the week. Can we dig that corpse up and look at it? But we'll look at it a little bit. Glaring weaknesses on that pass secondary. And well, this is where Todd Bowles is going to show us if he's the defensive guru that we all thought he was, and he started to show turning this defense around early in the season. I mean, now he's getting looks from other teams as far as head coach. What would that do to the team if Washington comes calling, looking to fill that gap that Jay Gruden left him? Boy, you ever seen a guy begging to get fired more than Jay Gruden? Basically, he was just saying, let me go. Yeah, I've had enough. I'm out of here. I don't know what happened to the Reds. The once proud Washington Redskins. Christ, they're a disgrace. What the hell's going on up there? Well, we'll let them deal with their problems. We'll deal with ours. Did I mention I'll be 5235 University Parkway? If you're in Sarasota, Bradenton, come on out, hang out with me, man. It's going to be a great time at the Buffalo Wild Wings. Food galore. There's several locations, one in Sarasota. There was one in South Sarasota. I used to do a high school coaches show down there. Former Bear Ty Johnson, who's a local coaches show that I used to host down there. It has a feel of a Vegas sports book. And wait till they legalize it, if they do. Boy, how sweet would it be to be sitting in a Buffalo Wild Wings with your phone app from FanDuel or DraftKings or whoever it might be. Or screw that. When the levy breaks, it's just going to bust uncontrollably. And you'll be able to bet plethora of websites or of apps you could bet. Let's try to stay focused. 31-24 bucks losing the dome. I'm not sure exactly what the game plan was, not including your all-pro wide receiver, Mike Evans. That is what it is. He ends, I think it was a 65-game stretch. Have at least a catch in every ball game. That goes by the boards now, but we're not really that concerned with individual records. We're looking to get 3-3. So to recap, close game, I thought, through the first quarter for a quarter and a half of football. But you cannot win a ball game if you don't convert a third down until 9 minutes into the third quarter. They couldn't get the defense off the field. They couldn't keep their offense on the field. Arians put it best. I really thought him calling out players as soft, that was going to come back to explode midweek, but not a lot of heat from it. Again, I think he's the guy for the job. And it takes a while. It takes a while to change of a team that's pretty much accustomed to losing. And that's been our Buccaneers for the last decade. Sorry, I said 15 years and I was called out. Well, I don't exactly have my 2007 divisional. They haven't gotten the win column postseason since the Super Bowl. So 15 years, 15 years. Winston 15-27. Two touchdowns on the day. Had two interceptions, I believe. Callback, bad penalty. Did turn the ball over. Ronald Jones, okay. Barber with the touchdown run, 32 yards on the day. Chris Godwin had a hell of a day. 7 catches. Two touchdowns, 125 yards on 7 catches. Again, no catches at all for Mike Evans. Very bizarre. And O.J. Howard, well, if you picked him on your fantasy team like myself, I'm still hesitant. I'm very hesitant to pull the pin on him. Listen to this trifecta or quinella of doom. I took Howard because he was top 3 tight end, no question, going into the season. And I picked up Cam Brate. I figured, well, if Howard doesn't click, Brate will. So swing and a miss, strike 2. And Teddy Bridgewater went nuts. Gay with a 42-yarder, 3 extra points. Kicking is no longer an issue. I don't want to hear about that. Matt Gay is the kicker moving forward. And if you hear the interview that I did with him, this guy has got some chutzpah, as they like to say. As Harry Carey would say, now here's a guy. Matt Gay says, not only am I your kicker, I'm going to break every kicking record in Tampa Bay. I love the kid, Moxie. I know that position is now filled. Let's hope he gets into some chances where he can win some games. Put him in the position to win some games for us with the big leg. He's got multiple 50-plus yarders. Talk about fantasy kickers. Matt Gay would be a big pickup. The first Gay Pride chant or Gay Pride shirt to make an appearance. Another coldie. A little warm still. Weather's starting to break a little bit here in South Florida. You know what's going to be nice and cool? Sunday morning, University Parkway, Sarasota, where I will be among the masses watching the Bucks and Carolina game with you. You choose to come out there and hang out with me. Stay tuned a little later in the broadcast. I got some Canadian football locks to spin your head. Damn near went. Boy, my online bookie. I'll get back to the Bucks in a second. Had a 50-unit play last night. His play of the year was the Patriots covering the 18 against the Giants. It's a ridiculous number. They're 25-1 against rookie quarterbacks at home. Double-digit favorite. Well, they did it again. They did it again, as Harry Carey once said. They did it again, but I don't know. 50 units. Well, if your unit, giggity, is 1/10 of your betting source, would that be half of your, pardon the expression, wad? I don't know if I can. I mean, you're already in a week 5, man. You could blow half your earnings on one game. And if you saw the game, yeah, they covered it, but it got a little greasy there towards the end of the ball game. Boy, Belichick just a witch, isn't he? He's just a defensive wizard. So I didn't bite on it. Should have, but wait a minute. I had more stress than I've already had this week. Not really. On top of everything else, carpal tunnel has reared its ugly head with the Ozzy the Sports Junkie. Jesus. They told me when I was a kid, just quit doing it. You'll go blind. I said, I'll do it till I need glasses. Hi-oh! Thank you. My producer Pete's in the other room, just sucking down the coldies. Pete, you coming out? You coming out Sunday? You'll be there. All right, so the Buccaneers will head over there, and we didn't know that Bruce Arians was, well, I didn't know he was a master of all things, including jet lag, fatigue, and sleep deprivation. So even coming back from New Orleans, which is not much of a flight. I mean, it's about a one cocktail flight. I've flown back from New Orleans and under, I wouldn't say drive. You don't want to make that drive. If I have to drive any more than 2 hours, I'm out. I am out. But the New Orleans flight is, I don't know if you'd want to try your, be like the Russian sleep experiment. If you don't know what that is, look that up if you want to scare the hell out of yourself. My God. I don't know if that's, I assume that's real. Russian sleep deprivation experiment. Scary. Scary hell. Horrifying. My God. All right, so Dr. Bruce Arians, on top of everything else, with this trip coming midway through a five-game roadie, you know the Bucs aren't home, you will be putting up Thanksgiving, if not Christmas decorations, for the Knicks before the Buccaneers return to Ray J. November 11th. Obviously, the bye next week. I don't know who they pissed off in the offices of the NFL, but a five-game roadie spanning 20,000 miles with practices and games in four different time zones. They might need to stop by University Parkway on Sunday. Dynamite insight. Rather insightful. Arians was hired in the offseason. He created an entire sports science department. I'll tell you one thing. His face. All right, you want to calm the crowd down there, Pete? His face looked like he was about to blow a freaking gasket. I know he was bitching all day long at the referees in New Orleans. He looked like he was ready to go. I mean, he was looking. Look, I see either somebody stole his dog or he ate someone's dog. One of the two. My man was red, boy. Bleeding out of his eye sockets. Did I mention he's never coached an entire season without a hospital stay? So the over-under on that, I'll put it right at 8 games. He came in, he created a sports science department when he was brought into the coach of the Buccaneers. The group has everything from GPS tracking to measure individual exertion levels. Well, I guess that's how we can find out he's got soft players, to hydration and sleep monitoring. He wouldn't want to do either one of those on me for this week. And all that feedback is a vital component in carving out the game plan for the London trip, where, of course, they practice today and look great in practice, dynamite practice. I want a coach to say, how's your practice, coach? Freaking sucked. I'm going to tell you right now, we look so bad out there. I mean, are you crazy? I mean, our practice was so horrific. Yes, I'm waiting for the first coach to ever say, how'd your team look in practice, coach? I'm telling you right now, we're going to get killed on Sunday. I mean, we looked so bad in practice. Jesus, we forgot to bring the balls. I mean, we're playing out there in the street clothes. So, of course, they look good, look great. Everything. I'll tell you, you know who looks good? The Carolina Panthers. Oh, for the record, they haven't lost since the Buccaneers beat them that rainy, disgusting Thursday night football game when they eked out of Carolina by shutting down. Boy, that seems like about a year and a half ago. Vernon Hargraves was counting that big contract extension. There's no way my man gets paid now. I can't see it happening. All I ever see is the back of his jersey running towards the end zone. Whether it's where he's positioned, you know, everybody's an expert when something doesn't work. I would assume that Todd Bowles knows a little thing or two about defense. He's done wonders with the defensive line. Now, the old saying, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken bleep, I guess would apply here. But when you've drafted, I think it's 9 players, 9 defensive backs in the last 3 years, and none of them are any good. That's almost impossible. It seems to me almost impossible. And my God, they're already talking about in these mock drafts. And for the record, stop with the mock drafts. Every week it's a different mock draft. Why don't you get a mock fucking life? Mock this. Thank you. Give me another beer, Pete. It's getting freaking hot in here, man. We got plenty of beer over there at Buffalo Wild Wings University Parkway and the Southdale Mabry location. Gotta love Buffalo Wild Wings. Food, beer, fun. Food, beer, sports. You know, I made fun of a sales manager one time. Trying to put a package together for a local establishment. And he said, Oz, I'm going to make it real simple. Food, beer, football. I said, dude, what'd you take 3 seconds to come up with that? And I'll be damned. The Buffalo Wild Wings has gone with it. And it's genius. So my friend should have stayed in sales. Or maybe I should have went into sales. As the bar in question is, I think it's a parking lot or it's a, I think it's a Jiffy car lube now. All right, you want to put the crickets away. So back to our story on Dr. Bruce Arians. Don't get him mad. You wouldn't like him when he's mad. He's got the foresight to bring a team together like this. Oh, his sports science department team. Where exactly have they been all season? I haven't seen them at all on the sidelines. Having the foresight to bring a team together like this and also to listen, to try to utilize the knowledge the best he can, be easier for him to kind of say, well, I've always done it this way. It just shows the character of the man, said Dave Hamilton, the Bucks director of sports science who's actually born in London. Well, that's it, man. Game over. Good night, everybody. We got our science director, for sports science director for Tampa Bay, was born in London. Good night, everybody. No further questions here.
And who'd have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? So we know when you cross three time zones, we're talking about 5 hours. We try to do everything we can do to what they call phase shift. As soon as the Bucks left New Orleans Sunday night, as I mentioned, and they got it way off track, players and coaches were directed to begin going to sleep a half hour early each night. Those needing some extra help were advised to take a fistful of Valium and beer. What the hell is going on? Where'd this story come? Oh, melatonin. A natural occurring hormone. Anybody ever take melatonin? It works for some. It worked for me for a while. But then you get all groggy and... To be honest, kind of like food, I think people eat way too much. And I'm guilty as the next guy. I think people sleep too much too. They say that most of your geniuses in life can go on like 3 hours. 3 hours is a little short. How about five? Do you really need 10 hours sleep? I mean, at what point do you just come home from work, go right to bed, and go right back to work? I hope you love your job, because like 98% of Americans don't. So if you want to have a little bit of a life outside of getting up, driving to work, driving back home, going to bed, just again, race back to work, maybe cut your sleep down a little bit. I get by in about 4 to 6 hours sleep. No shit. And look at the plethora of information I am. I said the plethora of information I am. Oh, Pete's got a shotgun. Look out, he's got a gun. So at any rate, two shots. I think Tuesday was 9:30, then Wednesday's going to be 9. So long story short, they're going to bed earlier, blah, blah, blah. Jesus. My associate producers, I don't know, his ass may be on the line on this one. When you watch your iPads or even on your phones, the blue lights. Oh, here we go. I don't know. I might have to look at maybe replacing Pete. He's just, I can't spend two, Pete, can't spend two, three quarters of the hour talking about sleep deprivation. Yeah, I know. I've seen the Bucks play this year. It's easy to take a nap. So now what we've done, we've gone from melatonin now So they're wearing these blue UV glasses, I guess. Blue light glasses. We're trying to get them to feel sleepier earlier so they'll wake up earlier. Trying to get that transition into the UK time zone. How about just going over there, bust ass on Sunday, sleep all you want when you come back after a big win, 3-3, headed to the break. Then they got to fly up to Seattle. What are you going to do for that, Doc? We see we're going to work coffee into their system. We got them catching fish in practice because, you know, they got the big fish market out there. All right. I think I've beaten that into the ground. Can we get some actual stats here? Jesus, God in heaven. All right. As you recall, the last time the Buccaneers went over to jolly old England. All right. So that's enough of Dr. Bruce Arians. I got one for you, Doc. How about getting a defensive scheme together that doesn't allow every single receiver to curl back in within 20 feet of anyone near him? I don't see how Todd Bowles can be a defensive genius and not have that figured out. Don't give me zone cover, bop, bop, bop. Put a man on a wide receiver. How about Michael Thomas, New Orleans last Sunday? I mean, get somebody in the same freaking zip code to this dude. I can't believe Kamara didn't go off for a bigger game. That's where at least the defensive line's holding up. Make Teddy Bridgewater look like freaking goddamn Tom Brady. But I digress. Buccaneers, this will be their third trip over the pond. They played the Bears and the Patriots in 2009 and 2011. Lost both games. That was at Wembley. They'll take on Carolina at the new London's Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. I don't know what you even do with a name like that. Tottenham Hotspur. Yeah, it's about all I could do is have. Are you kidding? I'm not quite sure what a hotspur is, but. Is that when you're coming back on the beach, you step in the parking lot, you get those. I'm not sure what that is. It looked pretty cool last week when the Bears were there. I don't know why the NFL is so hell-bent on world domination. First off, to have one team in Europe, it doesn't work. How are you going to have every team that comes over there is going to be on a bye week the next week or prior? Then when you got to go over there, what do? Meaning when the London team has to fly to the States to play 8 games, how are they going to adjust that? Are they going to stay in the U.S.? It sounds like one big, gigantic mess. It makes that Rays moving to Montreal seem feasible. If that's possible.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Nobody's asking you. In the middle of an absolute horrific scheduling snafu that the Buccaneers found themselves in, the trip to London is at a pivotal point in the Buccaneers' unusual 6-week, 5-game swing away from home. They'll return from Europe after the week off to Tennessee and Seattle, finish off the long tour. Then they come back in a game where I will be, and I'll tell you more about that as the situation develops. I'll tell you where I'll be Sunday, and that is the University Parkway Buffalo Wild Wings. It is at 5235 University Parkway. If you're in the Sarasota-Bradenton area, hey, come on out. Hang out, man. I don't bite. Who knows? You might see the lovely L Squared, my beautiful girlfriend, and you're going to go, how the hell did you? No. Really? I don't know how I did it either. I'm a lucky bastard, but come out and hang out. Maybe some of my characters from the radio show, if you happen to listen. And apparently you have, because I apologize if you've gone to the Ozzy the Sports Junkie website, but you bastards melted it, man. I had over 70,000 visits to the Sports Junkie website where my show streams 24/7. Locked her down, baby. So I got to find out. I got to find a new way to take a stream, I guess. There was a joke there somewhere. I got to find a new way upstream. Thank you. And it should be up and running by, now, if you go to the Ozzy website and there is no show playing currently, go over to SoundCloud and you can go to Ozzy the Sports Junkie. I also do a fine program with one Jake Jacobson, whose son, I think, is working up in Tampa, I think. doing something or other. Jake and I do a show called No Holds Barred with Ozzy and Jake. Nothing to do with wrestling, everything to do with sports, and everything in between. It gets a little blue. It gets a little weird. Jake doesn't. I do. Jake gets weird, but he doesn't get blue. He's blue with his Jets. The last three matchups between our Buccaneers and Carolina have featured an average of 71 combined points. An average of 71. Bucks and Panthers combined for 34 in week two. That was the ballgame Cam Newton pretty much has lost interest in. We'll get to the quarterback situation where Cam Newton will not be on Sunday. Won't even make the trip either. That kind of ruins the entire experience for me because I wanted to see what kind of getup this guy would wear. Would he go with the Beefeater? Would he go with the Queen Elizabeth? Maybe a Beetle. Go with the old Beatles gray silver suit. I hadn't thought of that. Or the Sergeant Pepper if you need it. Whatever it takes, but we don't get to find out now. Whereas Kyle Allen, second-year man who's filled in for Cam, well, he's filled in rather nicely as he's 3-0 after taking over for the aforementioned Newton. Christian McCaffrey, we held him down in week one. You got a feeling it's not going to happen in week two. You got a feeling it's not going to happen again, but who knows? The defensive line is playing well. Say what you want about the Buccaneers' defense. I still like the line. I like the linebacker play. Lavonte David's having a year, isn't he? Shaq Barrett, what more can you say? He leads the world in sacks. Teams are finally starting to realize maybe put a guy on 58. Maybe put a guy on 58 because he's getting to the freaking quarterback every play. He's got six sacks today. So a toe hits leather at Tottenham, blood pudding and spotted dick. Hi-oh! Which I don't even want to know what that means. Warm beer and spotted dick. Is there any questioning why we started our own country?
I mean, it's so rude. I can't believe it. It's so goddamn rude.
I don't think there's any questioning why we had to separate from old King George. Warm beer and spotted dick does nothing for anybody, I don't think. So Cam Newton will be out. The big story for the Buccaneers in this game is going to be that right side of the offensive line where Alex Kappa, he fractured an arm and kept on playing. This guy's a stud. He played the rest of that Saints game with a broken freaking arm. I mean, that's stuff of legends. And Damar Dotson with a hammy. That could spell the end of Damar Dotson in Tampa Bay because a hamstring, well, that's something you don't just pop back from. So look for the greatness that is Josh, don't call me Don Wells, on the edge, and Earl Watford. Wells started 9 games at left and right tackle in Jacksonville the past 2 years, and Watford has an extensive experience in Arian system alone, where they play together in Arizona, and he knows all about his sleep deprivation tricks. And they better get some sleep, at least the night before, because they're coming in against a Panther defense that ranks second in the NFL with 20 sacks. Good news for the Buccaneers. We finally get a look at Devin White, who, well, to be honest, I wouldn't know him if he walked through the door here at the Sports Junkie Studios. I saw him a little bit in preseason and a little bit in game one, and that's pretty much it. Another matchup to watch up for. Like I mentioned, that vicious Panther defense coming in licking their chops with a whole new right side of the line. Look for left tackle Donovan Smith to match up against all-world Mario Addison. Addison leads the Panthers with 6.5 sacks through 5 games, and he split a sack with Jermaine Carter that night alone. Addison, also back in week two, was isolated with O.J. Howard. Well, that story with O.J. Howard just gets weirder and weirder and weirder, and let's hope that it just ends with him having a big breakout game. I don't want to hear that he doesn't fit the system. You get a physical specimen like O.J. Howard, you make your system fit him. I don't want to hear anything otherwise. That's ridiculous that a guy that physical, did you watch the guy in Alabama? He was dominant. Dominant player at Alabama. And the Bucs can't find a room for him? Sure, Arians was pissed off when he said he blocks more. He'll get the ball more. Well, I like the fact that Arians' system requires guys to. Chris Godwin, he says, is the best blocking receiver he's had since Larry Fitzgerald out there in Arizona. So why shouldn't you do something? If you're not getting the ball, do something, especially if you're the size of O.J. Howard. So the Panthers will look to slow down Shaq Barrett as he leads the world, like I mentioned. They'll put tackle Dennis Daly on him, the left tackle who pretty much just watched Barrett do whatever he wanted back in week two. They're going to at least put a man on him. Dennis Daly will look to do a little better job than veteran Darrell Williams did in week two. After standout right guard Trey Turner got hurt in week three, the Panthers moved Williams to that spot, and they put Greg Little, the rookie, at left tackle. So some moving and grooving along that line. Chris Godwin will look to match up against Dante Jackson or Ross Cockrell. Giggity. Panthers tend to put a long cornerback, James Bradbury, Mike Evans, as much as possible. Evans has got to get it back going. There's no way that guy gets held down 2 weeks in a row. I called for that big game, the home opener, where he just blew up against the Giants in a losing effort, but not due to his fault. So the big storyline, I guess, for the Buccaneers to be the right side of the line is gone. Christian McCaffrey is listed with a back problem. He'll be fine to go. Former Buccaneer Gerald McCoy, he didn't make a lot of noise in that first meeting between these two squads. You know, he wants to do something on the big stage over there. I get varying reports when it comes to football in Europe. I've talked to actual Europeans who say it's a bit of a novelty. I said, well, are people passionate about it? I mean, do people watch the pregame show? He said, no, they don't. The NFL has a pseudo game day program that's hosted by two Brits. And quite honestly, it's on in the middle of the night. It would be very hard to follow. So again, why the NFL is so hell-bent on world domination, this isn't something that just popped overnight. 6 years, I think. If not longer, 6 years, the NFL has been having at least one, if not two, yearly games over there. You know the Jacksonville Jaguars are going over there. There was a reason why Shaka Khan tried to buy Wembley Stadium. He will get his team a stadium, maybe Tottenham. Put it this way, Joe Bucks fans, as I am, Ozzy, the sports junkie on the Joe Bucks Fan Podcast. What a wild week. Little loopy, but looking to rally as my fantasy. Maybe the worst fantasy football team I've ever had. I'll get to that, or maybe not. And four guys under 3 points starting, if that's possible. One was O.J. Howard. Back to the NFL jamming their fists down the throat of the Euros. Sure, they show up for the games, but are they really that much into it? Or is it more of a novelty act? Let me just go ahead and poll you, if I might be so bold. If Manchester United, now I know there's a lot of soccer fans in the U.S. I love the World Cup. When the U.S. is involved, count me in. I think it's exciting. It's a bit odd. The clock runs up, not down, and it doesn't end when you kick the ball out of bounds. But, you know, it's so you're thinking that the game's going to be over in 5 minutes, and they just come on, oh, we've just added another 7 minutes. 7 minutes has been added. Can you imagine you're watching the Super Bowl? Three and change to go. Tom Brady, third and sixth. Are they back? They're going to add 10 minutes. 10 minutes has been added to the clock. 10 minutes. I mean, what other sport in the free world or the imprisoned world doesn't have a clock where it stops when the action stops? It makes no sense at all. And they just randomly, an extra 10 minutes has been added on. 10 minutes has been added on now as well. Chelsea will try to break this nil-nil tie with Liverpool. Oh, Bloodsworth, to each their own, I guess. And I admit it, I like the World Cup. I'll watch it. I like the U.S. Women's World Cup better than the men's because, well, the women kick ass. The men, not so much. They didn't even make the tournament last time around. My God.
Now let's you just drop them pants.
That's the U.S. Drop, soccer team.
Right off.
And I call it soccer. You can call what you want. But don't call me late for Buffalo Wild Wings on University Parkway this Sunday. Get there early. Hang out with me. I wonder what the menu will feature that early. Maybe they'll have a breakfast menu. Are you just going to go hardcore wing? I will figure something out. Back to my thought at hand. If Manchester United played Real Madrid and they resurrected Pele from the dead, what's that? Oh, Pele's still alive. Thoughts and prayers to the family. Pele's still alive. If Pele and the New York Cosmos played a friendly at Raymond James next Saturday, how many of you would show up? I wouldn't be one of you. Have an interest in maybe looking at the score, maybe see what the crowd looked like, sure. But I sure as hell wouldn't fall over myself. And if Manchester United was announced they were going to be playing all their games here, or we would get a franchise, I mean, how many teams have, and I'm not making the crack against soccer. We already have four major sports. We're into scoring. We're into counting down on the clock, not up. And we're into finality and closure, not throwing 5 minutes on and just randomly adding to the clock as the game goes on. I don't understand it. Maybe they think we're nuts when the clock stops. I would love to be a fly on the wall in the stands of the game tomorrow or any game over there in London, because you know there's some questions asked. Because if you don't watch football, if you didn't watch football, you wouldn't know all the ins and outs of the sports, and you wouldn't know why they're coming and going off the field, and TV timeouts always freak people out too. It freaks me out when you're in a game. That's why that you got to have a radio if you go to the ball game. FM radio at stadiums. That the Buccaneers started doing that mid to late 80s, I'd say. And boy, what a difference that made. From that cheese ball AM garbled mess in your ear to the beautiful, rich stereo surround sound. You got to have a radio because there's just too much going on. Unless I have really good seats, I'm very picky when it comes to going to ball games. I didn't used to be. I didn't used to be that finicky, but I guess as you get older, the high-def TV, high-definition TV and the ticket have just spoiled Americans. We're fat. We're lazy. We want our team to instantly change from perennial losers to Super Bowl champs in 1 week. When they don't, we get mad and go on our podcast and scream things. And then the people that listen write nasty things to the person screaming. All right. I guess I'm done screaming for now. Save your screaming for Sunday, 9:30 kickoff. Well, I'll look for you, see your head out there at Buffalo Wild Wings. If not, enjoy the game. And let's get a win. Let's go into the bye week 3-3. You know, I joke and I kid, but I'm a Buccaneer fan. I bleed it, and I'm passionate about my team. I don't think they're that bad. I think the Bruce Arians is slowly turning the culture and the attitude in that locker room. I thought the LA win was a little bigger than it would have initially shown. I mean, to go out there and drop 55 on the NFC champion, I should say, I thought that would carry over a little bit into the dome, especially against a Teddy Bridgewater team. Well, it didn't. They looked good and they looked competitive in the first quarter, but that thing quickly got away from them. And let's see what Todd Bowles can do. And we'll see how that story develops. What if Bowles goes to Washington? Then what does Bruce Arians do then? It'll be interesting to see what Byron Leftwich does with the offensive game plan as well. Let's hope that Jameis keeps the ball protected as he has. Hey, man, you can point the fingers at a lot of people, but Jameis is about 7th or 8th on that list. My only concern is this. The way he plays right now, I would say that it's more than 50% chance that he gets re-signed. Is it going to be a 10-year deal? No. He's already 5 years into the league. But the only downside of that, and even the most devout Jameis Winston supporter, to give Jameis $30 million a year when we have glaring holes on the offense, situate the contract properly where you still have some available fundage, or guess what? You're the Vikings with Kirk Cousins. You're handcuffed by your quarterback, and you have no money left to fill other holes. So don't tell me that's not going to play a factor. All right. We'll worry about that at the end of the season. Let's get through Sunday with a win. Bucks, Carolina, second meeting this year. Bucks took care of me first time in Carolina on a rainy, nasty Thursday night. I say the Bucks win it in Carolina. I call for a Bucks win in London. I won't give you a score. It'll be a tight ball game. The Bucks get it done. Mike Evans gets back into the play. O.J. Howard makes an appearance, but Cam Brate with a touchdown catch. How's that for a wild out on the limb prediction? All right, thanks for listening. Once again, I'm Ozzy the Sports Junkie. Check me out at OzzyTheSportsJunkie.com. You name it, and it's there. 20 years of on-demand audio from everyone from, let's see, how's this for a trifecta? Jim McMahon, Rob Halford from Judas Priest, and just for spits and giggles, how about John Astin, who was the fat cop on the Beverly Hills Cop series? A frequent caller to the Ozzy the Sports Junkie program. And you can be too. You check it out. It's all right there. I think Sunday's a critical game. If the Bucks look bad, the average Buck fan tails off. And any good faith, any good hope that Bruce Arians had momentum-wise, well, could be nothing. It'll be put to the side, and the Bucks will be, well, in the eyes of your average Buck fans, same old song and dance. Let's hope that's not the case. Get a big win, 3-3, come out of that bye week, and take it over 500. I always remain optimistic. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's slowly happening. All right, let me get out of here before I explode. Give me another coldie, Pete. Thanks to Pete, my producer over there, for doing absolutely nothing over there.
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is going to get the ass whooped over this thing.
And it could be Pete. All right. For the Joe Bucks Fan Podcast, I'm Ozzy the Sports Junkie. Check me out, OzzyTheSportsJunkie.com. And always, for all your Bucks information, news, up to the second. I mean, these guys, how they do it is beyond me, but they do it. JoeBucksFan.com, the leader, hands down, in Bucks information. Ozzy the Sports Junkie, JoeBucksFan.com.